The gist of it is that the ANC has been hijacked, and it has been also hijacked by people who not only are sellouts, but are also thieves. Another consistent message of the former President Zuma is around the issues of land, that we cannot continue to call ourselves free until there is an issue of land. And the ANC on this matter has sold people or has reneged on the promise that, among other things, there will be a land return to its rightful owners. Then there are issues of many other betrayals about the ANC, and also including how he has been cheated himself, and that MK, his party, or this party that he leads, is simply there to correct and to reclaim the historic mission of the ANC.
Professor, there are many issues that are plaguing South Africa at the moment. What did he have to say about employment?
Well, I mean, the former president reminds people that by the time he was removed, he had a plan. And that plan included dealing with the issue of unemployment. As people might remember, he came up with a whole nine-point plan, which included one that the minerals of this country, which mostly are taken as raw abroad, that there should be a form of beneficiation. And if that beneficiated in South Africa, what you will then get is a creation of jobs. But because we take our raw materials out as they are, we are not able to move up the value chain, which includes beneficiation and the packaging and all that. So he was very clear about that. The second part was, if there's any material or product that comes from outside, we should find a way in which there is something called localization. That is, for those instances where some of the products could not be produced here, he came with a plan to say there must be elements of those products that can be produced at home. So effectively, we are saying we must move towards also a re-industrialization of South Africa.